This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves under your mighty hand today. Just a thank you and a praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just a thank you and a praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We are so grateful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here today. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, precious Father, hallelujah, Lord, might you anoint this little clay. Use me, Father, we'll fall upon that for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow.
Prophetess Tebow.
Coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18.
Good evening. I'll be reading to you Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. I read to your hearing Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we thank Prophetess Tebow for sharing the word of God with us tonight. Hallelujah. We are grateful and thankful because we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low, one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful here this night and forevermore. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Whether that you pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word tonight. Amen. We are thankful to have another opportunity to, hallelujah, through the use of the internet, amen, to bring forth the word. We thank God for the internet, because it is a tool that can be used for his glory. Amen. My wife and I, we are messengers that has the message to bring. God has given us the privilege. So we thank him for it. Amen. Now just sit back and pray for us as we pray with you, pray with us as we pray for you to, as we bring forth the word. Now, tonight I want to talk about preparing yourself for a spiritual battle. Preparing yourself for a spiritual battle. Brothers and sisters in Christ, everyone that are listening in and those that will be listening in a later date, we want you to know that we are in a battle. We are in a battle that hallelujah, at this particular moment that we are involved in, hallelujah, and our enemy is an invisible one. Our enemy is the accuser of the brethren, the devil, Satan, the old serpent, the one that once was in heaven, that was kicked out because pride got in him. And he and one-third of the angels were kicked out and landed here, hallelujah, on earth. He is the prince of this world. The Bible says in John 10:10, that the thief come only to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5 and verse 8, Word of God says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. We as believers of Christ, again, we are engaged in spiritual warfare against a powerful enemy. You are going to face a powerful, invisible enemy every day. The devil, child of God, he is our adversary. Not people, but the devil, the spirit within a person may act up, but it's influenced by the devil and his evil forces. So, child of God, we as Christians, as believers of Christ, we must put on the whole armor of God and be prepared to fight to fight the devil and his demons here again in the book of Ephesians 6, verses 14 through 18. The Apostle Paul is encouraging the Ephesians as well as her, as us here in 2020 as children of God. He's reminding us about the seven pieces of equipment that every believer of Christ you should wear in order to win in this spiritual battle. Here it says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Truth is the word of God. Jesus said, I am the truth, I am the way, and I am the life. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all of the saints. Preparing yourself for spiritual battle. God hasn't called us to punk out. He hasn't called us to be losers. No, he has called us to be aggressive in the army of God, for us to be bold as a lion and humble as a lamb, for us to stand on the rooftop, proclaim the gospel, blowing the trumpet of Zion. Yes, the Christian combat hornets is true. You see, the Apostle Paul here says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. In the book of John 14, verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, the devil, Satan, is like a roaring lion, seeking any someone to destroy. He is a liar and a deceiver. He was a liar from the beginning. There's no truth in him. He's a serpent, an accuser of the brethren. Yes, Satan is a defeated foe, but he wants us to believe that he has all power. You see, God created the devil, and the devil can't touch you and I as a believer of Christ without first getting permission from God. Remember Job? In the book of Job, it talks about Job. He was a righteous man. He was in good standing with God. But the devil came up to where God was. And he has the ability to go to and fro. Only if God is the one that allowed him to do this. And he came before God, accusing Job. Remember what I said? He's the accuser of the brethren. And he told God, he said, Job loves you because your hand is on him. God told Job, he said, take all that he has, but don't touch his soul. The devil went on a rampage, and he took all the natural resources, God's children, Job's children, and his wife, all of his natural possessions. Even his friends turned their back on Job. Even his wife walked away from him. Job was plagued with sickness and disease and infirmity. But yet through it all, Job didn't turn his back on the Lord. So we have to keep in mind and be mindful on a daily basis that the devil cannot touch you unless he gets first the permission from God to do so. So preparing yourself for spiritual battle is to be mindful and to remember each and every day of your life that God allows you to be on top of the ground, that God allows you to still be here in the land of the living, that we do have an invisible enemy. I know we're in a pandemic. I know we are quarantined in the house. But the enemy that I'm talking about is a spiritual one. It's the devil, Satan, and his demon spirits that works for him. You see, child of God, we must always remember that God said that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Child of God, our shield of righteousness is the Christian bulletproof vest. So believers of Christ, be honest, be upright, stay genuine, be real and full of integrity. Don't do no shortcut. Make sure to examine yourself on a daily basis to make sure you are in the faith. Because God wants us to be overcomers. by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So, child of God, examine yourself. Check yourself. You see, the little sins you tolerate in your life, it represents dangerous holes in your bulletproof vest. So sooner or later, the devil, Satan will aim at that spot. So make sure that you are covered from head to toe. Make sure you put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, your loins girded with truth, your foot shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Pick up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and go forward and do it. That if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Believers of Christ, wear the shoes of the gospel of peace as the right boots to protect our souls. The peace of the gospel, which protects our soul. You see, the good news, the gospel, biblical instruction before leaving earth is needed at this hour. It's needed because every time we look around, there's an evil report. There's the evil one. He's lurking. He's looking, trying to find a hole in your armor, trying to find a door in your walk to sneak on in and cause havoc in your life, to cause chaos in your walk with God. So, believer of Christ, let us be aware. Let us always be on alert and fight the good fight of faith. You see, the good news of Christ is this. He brings composure to our lives as his, as followers of his, by putting hard leather between you and the jagged storms of fear and doubt. Always remember that fear is of the devil. Faith is of God. Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. That them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Always be thankful and be grateful for the word of God. You see in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, it says, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Yes, are you prepared for spiritual battle on a personal basis? That is why the word of God constantly reminds us in God's word to not fret, do not fear, do not let your heart be troubled, do not be anxious, and do not be discouraged. Don't be anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, making your requests made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. John 14:1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. So we thank God. Don't fret against your enemy. If your enemy is getting blessed, praise the Lord for it. It's just a matter of time. Don't let envy get in your heart. Hallelujah. It's just a matter of time. In God's time, he will bless you. The Bible says that the blessing of the Lord, he making it rich, and he added no sorrows with it. God knows what it takes. He knows how to bless you. He knows how to keep you. But we got to be willing. We got to be willing to be kept. So preparing yourself for spiritual battle is a determination that you must make on your part. You must trust God and keep going when everything seems as if it's falling apart. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, blessed trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So we must trust him and keep going when everything and every foundation and desire may be falling apart or shaken. Above all, brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Talking about the devil, his schemes, his darts being thrown towards you as a child of God. Yes, we must put on the mind of Christ on a daily basis and fight against the devil the way Jesus fought him, against him, when he was tempted after being baptized in the river Jordan. When he was tempted in the wilderness, he defeated the devil by saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Wear the helmet of salvation. Possess the mind of Christ. Think as Jesus thinks. Equip yourself with the wisdom of God. You see, our battle will be won or lost in the realm of ideas. That's why we have to ask the Lord each and every day of our lives not to lean to our own understanding, because a carnal-minded person cannot receive spiritual things from God. But when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, you can listen to what the Spirit is saying. You can listen and have the mind of Christ. Yes, tonight we are talking about preparing yourself for spiritual battle, preparing yourself to fight the good fight of faith, preparing yourself and being alert to the wiles of the devil. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 through 5, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down our imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So, child of God, are you increasing on a spiritual level by letting the Holy Spirit of God give you his wisdom as you read the word of God. God is good and worthy. Prepare yourself for spiritual battle.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus, love me, for the Bible tells me so,
tells me so.
Take role in trying to bring chaos in our lives. So, believers of Christ, the sword of the Spirit is our assault rifle. Yes, because Satan knows, like Jesus, Satan, we have to always fight him like Jesus did as followers of Christ. When we are tempted with things that happen sent our way, we have to fight him. We can't just keep our mouth shut. No, we have to pray and ask God to give us the wisdom. Get into the Word by ourselves. Get into our prayer closet and have a little talk with the Lord. And then search the Scriptures on what you are battling with. What is trying to take advantage of your walk with Christ. What is trying to come across, come against a faith that you have made. So, Bible says that we are tempted when we are drawn by our lusts, when we are drawn by things that the enemy have presented to us. So, we must fight him with these three words. It is written. And then we have to quote passages of scriptures and what we are battling with in order to defeat the devil. Not out of carnal mind or self-opinions. No, we must fight him with the Word of God. Because the Word of God has power. The Word of God is quick, powerful, that is two-edged sword. Cutting in a double two-edged sword, cutting in as well as cutting out. Think of areas in which you are struggling with that you know that Satan will tempt you in. And, hallelujah, just be mindful of the fact that he is the deceiver. That he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He comes to, in other words, get you off your game. He comes to totally bring, try to bring defeat in your life. So know the Bible verses relating to the area that you are struggling with. Write them down and memorize them. Learn them for yourself by heart. Then be ready to use them when the enemy confronts you. The Word of God says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always, all prayers, all perseverance for all the saints, the children of God. So, believer of Christ, your prayer life should be strong, consistent, and sincere. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Because the prayer of a righteous person are powerful and effective. Preparing yourself for spiritual battle. You see, God intended for us to be more than conquerors. But we have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So always be dressed for spiritual battle. Keep your armor on, because when it is all over, you will still be on your feet. God wants you to stay alert and be prepared for battle. At a moment's notice, God is looking for men and women of God who will take their duties as spiritual guardians very seriously. Preparing yourself for spiritual battle. God do not want us as believers of Christ to become entangled in worldly affairs, that we are too distracted to serve him. I'm going to say that again because it's better to be repeated. Child of God, believers of Christ, God do not want us as his children to become so entangled in worldly affairs that we are too distracted to serve him. Many times, a person has wanted to be a follower of Christ, but because of their worldly interest, worldly possession, and commitment, they were sidetracked by them, which prevent them from joining Jesus on his mission. For an example, when we look in the Word of God, in the book of Luke 18, verse 18 through 23, it says, and a certain ruler asked Jesus, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And the young rich ruler said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard, he said unto him, the young rich ruler, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. And when the rich young ruler heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. You see, believers in Christ, is your spiritual armor in place? Here, this rich young ruler was caught up in the worldly possession. He was caught up in what he had accumulated. He was caught up in self. And because of this, he turned, put his hand down, and walked away from salvation that was offered to him by Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Are you, as a child of God, as a follower of Christ, are you on high alert and battle ready? Can your Christian comrades count on you in the army of God as we fight the good fight of faith, as we go forward in the things of God? Again, here, the Word of God says, 1 Peter 5, verse 8, be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Also, in the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter and verse 9, it says, and the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil. And Satan was deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. And his angels was cast out with him. You see, the devil has the capacity and the ability to deceive the whole world. So, believers of Christ, preparing yourself for spiritual battle is a determination that you must make on a personal basis. Yes, people of God, deception is one of the main arrows that Satan fires from his bow. Yes, he knows those that are God's children. He knows those that have given their life to Christ. He's not concerned about those in the world because he has them. He has them in his thumb. He has them. He has them as a yo-yo where he can push them to and fro. But we, as believers of Christ, that made a confession of faith and a believer in our heart as making Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of our lives. So we have to know the scriptures for ourselves on a personal basis because it is essential for our walk with Christ, for our life here on earth. For an example, we have to know the word of God, the air that we breathe. We have to know the word of God like a surgeon, knowing how to operate, like a football player, knowing the playbook, or like a musician, knowing how to play a song. Yes, it is not negotiable because the devil, he don't play fair. He only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So, child of God, you simply cannot face life each and every day without feeding, nourishing, and equipping yourself with the word of God. Read a chapter a day. Start in the book of John. Increase as it become a habit for you. But don't let a day go by without praying, seeking God. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, men ought always to pray and not faint or lose heart. Cut the word of God. You see, read the word of God on a daily basis so that you may grow. Desire the sincere milk of the word and grow spiritually to where you can become mature in the faith to discern what is right and what is God, what is right and what is wrong, what is of God and what is of the devil. You see, when we, as believers of Christ, cut out the word of God out of our lives, we are guaranteed to become a casualty of war. Yes, we must get into the word by ourselves. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. By carrying the word of God into your spiritual battle, you are sure to gain the upper hand. You are sure to overcome. you are sure to be victorious, i.e. being equipped with the whole armor of God by walking in obedience, listening to the instruction that God has given you. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. So preparing yourself for spiritual battle, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So people of God, the word of God is so potent, can transform people's lives from the realm of the spiritual, of spiritual darkness to light, from falsehood to truth, from being deceived to being enlightened. Yes, the word of God is powerful. The word of God, again, is so potent that it can transform people's lives from the realm of spiritual darkness to light, from falsehood to truth, from being deceived to being enlightened. So believers of Christ, every time God's word leads you out of temptation or through a trial, it is a demonstration of the scripture's power, cutting through the spiritual and moral blindness inflicted by satanic forces. Every time that the word of truth leads a person to salvation, it demonstrates its power by cutting the path through Satan's dominion and bringing life to a soul previously sentenced to death. Preparing yourself for spiritual battle is a must on your part. It is very important, and prayers is very essential for us to do. When you as a believer of Christ is on your knees, you're praying, you're on the front line of spiritual battle. You see, prayer is like bringing a gun to a knife fight. No wonder the devil, the deceiver, the accuser of the brethren wants to keep you from engaging in prayer at all costs. When you are serious, effectual, fervent prayer being said, the devil knows that it's a possibility that he will be defeated. See, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31, it says, but what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What an awesome God we serve. You see, our commander and officer, Jesus Christ, has dealt the defeating blow while on the cross to the enemy of our soul. A question may be asked, believers of Christ, what things do you pray for in a spiritual battle? Well, you pray for perseverance, to have the ability to stay steady, keep going, and not quitting. You pray for wisdom, not to waste his opportunity, God's grace, as others are watching you face these difficulties in your life. You also pray for other believers, including those who are also facing conflict on their own front, preparing yourself for spiritual battle. Always pray for victory. Child of God, if you fight the battle, the spiritual battle, the way God wants you to fight it, armed with his truth and dependent on him in prayer, God will give you a victory that you have never known before. You see, your greatest joy will come from the greatest victory won after your greatest battle that was fought. Remember that your battle, your spiritual battle, is real. So believe in Christ. Remember your enemy, Satan. He is a deceiver, an accuser of the brethren. You can't fight him alone. So you have to always be ready to rumble, be ready to endure spiritual warfare. And nothing makes Satan, the devil, weak in his knees than when you are on your knees praying in the spirit, praying, hallelujah, against the wiles of the devil. You see, prayer is your supernatural power, source, and your ammunition for victory. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the reading of his word. Thank the Lord for the message here tonight about preparing yourself for spiritual battle. We just hope and pray that was something that we said by the word of God that would bring encouragement and exhortation to your life. In this life, in 2020, we have been called out for such a time as this. We have been called just to go forth, to fight the good fight of faith, to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Yes, beloved, here tonight, those that we're listening to this radio broadcast at a later date, be encouraged. Be encouraged. And know that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Oh, precious Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word will not return to you, Lord. I thank you that your word will accomplish what you see fit, that you honor your word above your name. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and look low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We serve a God that's willing and able to meet our each and every need here tonight. We serve a God that wants to see us make it more than we want to make it at this hour. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that neither slumber nor sleep, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the one that has all power in his hand. From this day forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, bless God, this apostle, Dr. Tebow, the prophetess Tebow, thanking God again for an opportunity to bring forth his word here tonight. We thank God that if for a reason that you would like to contact us. You can send us a request, a prayer request, or the Lord would move upon your life to plant a seed offering into the ministry. You can send it at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70519. Again, you can get in contact with us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. It's our prayer. God's willing, Jesus tarry, we shall meet again, same time at 6 p.m. on Friday night. Have a blessed and prosperous night, prosperous week. May God keep you, bless you, supply your each and every need. It's our prayer. God bless. Good night.